back to Commissioner Fritz's office. Let's see where we are. 10:56. I think we're on item 628. Keelan, can you please call the item?
Appoint Courtney Sylvan Frazier to the Citizen Review Committee and Advisory Board to the Auditor's Independent Police Review and the Police Bureau's Internal Affairs.
All right. Is the auditor here or?
No, I'll.
Oh, okay. I will just hand it off to staff.
Good morning, Commissioners. On behalf of the City Auditor, my name is Amanda Lamb, and I'm currently serving as the Interim Director of the Independent Police Review. I'm here to present to you Sylvan Frazier as an applicant for a three-year term on the Citizen Review Committee. As you know, the CRC plays a critical role in our civilian oversight system. The community members that volunteer on the CRC hear misconduct cases through the appeal function and also provide policy recommendations to the City Council, the Police Commissioner and Bureau, and the City Auditor's Office. Recruiting volunteers is a big undertaking, one undertaken by our Senior Outreach Coordinator, Irene Konev, who is also here with me today. These volunteers carry a lot of responsibility, not only for the aforementioned tasks that I mentioned, but they also have to bring to the process fair and good judgment, a strong background in analysis and applying that analysis to decision-making. And we also seek to have a volunteer base that is representative of our community. And though that's always a work in progress, we have made progress on that front. And I think our current applicant sitting here today is also reflective of that process. Sylvan Frazier brings with them a lot of work with vulnerable, marginalized, and often underrepresented communities. Their work with intersex individuals in the intersex community, as well as children and families in vulnerable situations, is a voice that is really imperative to have in the civilian oversight system, and we look forward to bringing them on board. I would also like to invite them to make any statement.
Hi, good morning. My name is Sylvan. I'm honored to be under consideration for a position that would allow me to participate in the police accountability process as a representative of my community. If this trust is vested in me, I will review the matters that come before the committee to ensure fair and just outcomes. If my appointment pleases the City Council, I look forward to the opportunity to serve. Thank you.
Great. This is a resolution. So, Keelan, is there any testimony?
One person signed up,
all right.
Dan Handelman.
Mr. Handelman. Welcome. As you know, you have 3 minutes. I know you'll keep it relevant because you always do. And please state your name for the record.
Thank you, President Udaly. I'm Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch. And sounds like same kind of testimony I give often at these appointments. We don't have any issues with the applicant today. In fact, they seem to be the kind of person that Portland Cop Watch has supported repeatedly, somebody who knows both people who have been harmed by police and the police themselves. Such a perspective is much preferred to those who unquestionably support the police, or even, and this may surprise some people, those who always assume the police are wrong. And you know all this about their background because you have the application as part of your packet today, and you've read that per the ordinance. I want to talk about the CRC's present and future. As noted before, CRC has no members over the age of 50. Which does not represent the population, is not changing today. The CRC's work groups are not meeting regularly, in part due to other obligations by the members. Outreach, audits of complaints, and policy issues on force and crowd control are being strung along with no progress or outcomes, even as the PPB has been involved in 9 deadly force incidents in the last 9 months and continues to get away with violent suppression of protests. I want to note the historic vote by council last month, the first time a majority has voted to find misconduct in the 18 years the IPR system has been in place. Council was given final say because Chiefs Moose and Croker ignored council findings a total of 3 times under the old system. It was disheartening to hear the mayor complain about the system's structure when he was on the losing end of a vote. The auditor had a work group look at the IPR-CRC structure years ago, just 2 years ago, actually, and not all the suggestions that were raised have been addressed. So before anybody tries doing a complete overhaul, perhaps we can look at the work that's already been done around this. There are also issues that were raised, have been raised repeatedly around IPR's limitations and CRC's limitations under the PPA contract. As you once again add a new member to this group, notably replacing Albert Lee partway into his term, please continue to focus on ways to support and strengthen the CRC and the IPR. One of the questions that I've raised a couple of times is why, when somebody's replacing somebody midterm, are they given a full 3-year term instead of finishing that term? Because now the IPR has to stagger their filling the new seats instead of replacing everybody on regular cycles. And lastly, just in terms of that case that you all heard last month, Commissioner Fish, you were absent, but the officer's discipline is going to be considered at the police review board, but the chief assured us that the police review board's not going to be able to overturn your finding, which is very important in terms of the structure.
Thank you. Colleagues, any further discussion? This is a resolution. Keelan, please call the roll.
Fish.
Well, thank you for your willingness to step up and serve.
Aye.
Prince.
This is a very difficult job, and I appreciate your willingness to do it. Aye.
New Daly.
Thank you, Sylvan. You bring an incredible background and personal experience and expertise. I'm really excited to see your work. I vote aye. The resolution.